Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to visit, send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, winter is now behind us, and spring has definitely sprung for much of the country. One thing people are starting to do is get their motorcycles out of winter storage and getting them ready for riding season. With the warmer weather approaching, more and more people are opting for cruising the open road on two wheels instead of four. Last fall, we shared an article with tips on storing your motorcycle for winter. And today, we have an article with tips on preparing your motorcycle after getting it out of storage. Thanks to the fine people at Ultimate Motorcycling, here are some tips to help get your cycle ready for the open road. Again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower end of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, just go in the upper right and type in Motorcycle Preparation Tips 2024. It'll bring you to the blog post associated with today's podcast, with a link to the article from Ultimate Motorcycling. I'm only going to share a few tips because I do want you to read the full article. They have a great article with lots of tips to prepare your motorcycle for the spring and summer riding season. Now, the first tip that I have for you is tires. Now, if you remember last fall in the article, it talked about the importance of storing your cycle up off the tires to avoid flat spots and uneven wear. Remember, they said that you should be suspending it, putting it up on a stand or up on blocks, something like that, so the tires were up off the ground to avoid flat spots and uneven wear. Ultimate Motorcycling in this tip, they talk about checking the tread wear, also looking for dry rot, bulges, cracks, and hard spots. One thing to remember is tires do have an expiration date, so you may want to replace them, even though the tires seem to be in good condition. I think we had talked about this in a podcast last year, that tires do have an expiration date. Check the expiration date on your motorcycle tires, and if they're past the expiration date, even though they seem to be in good condition, you may want to save yourself some heartache and just go out and just replace them. Even though they may seem to be in good condition, it's probably a good idea if they're outside of that expiration date to go ahead and replace them, just for safety's sake, for sure. Now, the next tip I have for you is brakes. Check the thickness on your brake pads and consult your service manual for the required specifications. Better to replace a pad early than to try and squeeze another few miles out of one. You could do more damage than whatever savings you think you would accumulate. They talk about that, if you don't replace it or you're late to replace it, and that pad, you don't replace it right away, that pad could damage the rotor, it could fail and, could do a lot of damage to the bike and could do damage to you, which would cost a lot more. you know, just taking the time, if it's close to being needing to be replaced, just go ahead and replace it. You know, it's only a few dollars to replace that brake pad, so you might as well just go ahead and spend the few dollars to replace it, save yourself a lot of heartache potentially future repairs to just go ahead and take care of that brake pad now. It says here, spin the wheels and watch the rotors for warping and glazing. And then feel them for scoring. So if you feel the rotor, if you feel any rough spots or anything like that, obviously if that rotor is warped, if there's any glazing on it, you want to go ahead and take care of that. And if it feels scored, obviously you need to get that taken care of. And then of course you want to test each brake individually to make sure that they each work to stop your motorcycle. So you want to make sure that you know, when you do test those brakes, that each brake individually will work. So you want to make sure that you test the left brake to make sure that you've got pressure, test the right brake to make sure that you got pressure, because you know, you want to make sure that you've got stopping power when you're working on your you know, when you're riding your motorcycle. The last tip I want to share with you is fluids. Before storing the motorcycle, it was recommended that you change the oil and top off the fluids. What do they recommend for the spring? Well, they recommend in the spring. It talks about there are three modes of thought that you change the oil, you leave it alone, you top it off. I highly recommend, and I follow their recommendations as well. You know, when you stored it for the winter, they recommended in the article that I shared last fall, that you change the oil and you top off the fluids. In the spring, it's recommended, according to this article, that you go ahead and you just change all the fluids. Because when you store the vehicle during the winter, depending on where you store it, I guess it doesn't matter where you store it. Moisture can get into the system of the bike, can get into the oil pan, or you know, get into the oil pan, can get into the gas tank, can get into the hydraulic fluid, the brake fluid. It's better to just go ahead and just flush the entire systems by changing the oil. Draining the gas tank, you know, changing the transmission fluid, hydraulic fluid, brake fluid, just drain it all out, just to get rid of it, just in case there's any contamination from moisture that could wreck the engine, wreck the transmission, you know, wreck the oil lines, brake lines, anything, any of the internal components. It's just best to just drain all those fluids and just get all fresh right in there, right off the bat. And then they also recommend as well that you replace all the filters as well. So you obviously, when you do the oil change, you change the oil filter, you drain the gas tank, you change the fuel filter. And then also, you need to change the air filter too. I would never have thought of that. You know, it's one thing that I don't think about. I don't have a motorcycle, so that's one thing I don't think about is changing the air filter on your motorcycle. But, you know, you never know. During the winter, you may have a little creature that decides to take residence in your oil filter, your air filter. But for the few dollars that the air filter, it's while you're changing your fluids, you might as well change your air filter as well. So, yeah, that's when it comes to changing your fluids. It's probably best to just go ahead and change everything right during the spring before you take it out. That way you know you've got fresh fluids, that there's no moisture in the lines because you've already flushed everything out and gotten everything ready to go. Again, want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. Click on Let's Talk Insurance. If you're listening later on, type in Motorcycle Preparation Tips 2024. It'll bring you to our blog post with a link to the article from Ultimate Motorcycling with many more tips. I've only shared a couple because I do want you to read the full article from Ultimate Motorcycling because they've got a bunch of tips. They talk about safety gear, Lots of other stuff. I mean, I didn't even talk about wheel bearings or controls or anything like that, electronics. Lots more information to prepare your motorcycle for the spring and summer riding season. So, again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt. I want to thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you have a safe week. And as always, enjoy the sunshine because it's coming. Till next time, take care.